candid microphone.
Okay, I think we're ready to go here. Let's hope we're recording. This is Jude Carson, and I'm speaking with Mrs. Hazen Inches, otherwise familiarly known as Stitter, which I love that. And Tony, and I'm going to get you to pronounce your last name.
Iqaly.
Yeah. Oh, that's easy enough.
It's easy, but when you see it written down, it's kind
of confusing.
That's right,
it's tricky. Yeah. Now, I want to talk to you first, Tony, because you grew up in Torreyburg.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, there's been an awful lot of changes since I was little, and there wasn't much there when we first moved there.
What was there?
Where a flower...
And Hazen, feel free to...
There was a railway station, wasn't there?
Yes, that was our hangout. We could go there
Saint
in the wintertime.
St. John Colebrook, Brookville, Torreyburg, Ranforth, Riverside, Kinghurst, Rossay. Now that was all those places.
Oh, yeah.
So there was one at Colebrook, too?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Where would it have been? Can you tell me?
You know where you go across the track to the scrap area?
Right.
Yes. Right there on the left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we went to school there from high school.
Right.
We went to high school by train.
Did you go out to the Rossay High School, or did you go
to town? We had to go to town, so you were to St. John.
Yeah. But back to, you were saying, there wasn't much in that area.
No, well, we'll start where the flower shop is now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a little canteen there, and then a few years after that, they built a motel, Lawler's Motel.
Lawler's.
Really?
The city are calling the dam out in the Limekill Lawler's Lake, but that's Lawler's Lake, where the track goes through.
Mm-hmm.
There's a long history behind that.
Yeah, but I don't want it.
No.
Beyond the pale.
We'll be here all night. I love it, but so.
Well, there was a big house, then there was a long field, and another house, Mr. Redstone built.
Mr. Who?
Mr. Redstone.
Redstone, okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
And then you had to go up further in where Duncan Calvert's place is.
Yes.
That used to be a stagecoach stop, they said.
Really?
That's what they told me.
Uh-huh.
And the layout of it, and the barns all around it. Of course, you want to go up further to Renforth.
Right.
Towards Renforth.
Was there any...
In quarries.
And in Kennebecasis Park, was that? Did that? I know that came from the 50s, but was there anything there, around there at that time?
Yes and no. The Kennebecasis Park was, resort Poverty Hall. Did you ever hear of that? Poverty Hall used to come out from the town by boat. There was a big hall down there. And
mm-hmm.
Of course, it was mostly people that were well-known and stuff that go in there. But I don't know what happened. I guess the First War broke out and then it faded out, and the army used it for training.
Yes.
It became a horse track around there.
Right.
The main part of the road, when you go down there, if you go to the right, that was part of the racetrack road.
The park.
Went away around the
park. Right
in
the park,
mm-hmm. And then it became a bird sanctuary.
Bird sanctuary.
Yeah. And then a family by the name of Barber. Did you know them?
Yes.
Yeah.
They bought it, and we were always down around there playing and stuff. We snare rabbits there in the wintertime and stuff like that.
It must have been a great place to play because it would just be all woodland.
If Mr. Barber didn't chase us.
Oh.
They were antisocial to us young fellas.
Oh, okay.
As a matter of fact, he'd give us permission to snare rabbits, and then he'd catch us down there, he'd chase us.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's beside the point.
But back to the bird sanctuary. Can you tell me anything more about that?
Unfortunately, no, I wasn't too interested in it.
Oh, okay.
Because I was too young.
Right.
Who would have declared it a bird sanctuary at that time? Did the province step in?
I have no idea, Hamish, to tell you the truth, but... the barbers had it cut. They they cut the wood down there.
Clear cut?
Just about. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I remember them going down there, and their poor old horses were dragging sleds around, not wagons, because it was wet in a lot of spots. And incidentally, they kept the horses over in the bishop's grounds.
Oh, yeah.
You know, over
Highland.
The retreat house.
Okay. There was a farm there, wasn't there?
A big farm, Johnson Farm.
Johnson's Farm.
Yes, and they gave it to the bishop.
They gave it to the bishop.
That's what I was told.
Okay.
It was donated to the bishop.
Okay, but that was a working farm.
Oh yes. You know where Mercer's farm was?
Yeah.
Well, they changed the boundary line just before they built St. James Church down there. Cape Art needed a bigger lagoon. And the line, the county line, we always called it, used to go across the old entrance to the retreat house, Villa Madonna, was right across from where the church is now.
Oh, okay.
You know where that is, but there were so many accidents there they made them close it up. But the line was there at Kings County and St. John, went down across, and then went straight across on an angle. And when you're looking at it from the road, if you look down to your right, slightly to your right, you see the big bank or cliff there, Mount Loyal? That's where the line went through, right through there. And Kennebecasis Park ends there. Hastings Cove, I should say.
Yeah. I know, it's crazy because you're in St. John and then you're back in Rossay when
yes.
you're coming out of the park.
Yes.
And that's because
Cape Park's not in St. John.
No, but
well,
part of the road is.
There's
yeah.
three houses at the top of the hill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When they built the lagoon, they extended, they changed the line around. Kilpatrick lived in back there. And the line comes in with the back and they expanded the lagoon, but the... Back to the property of Cape Park, they used to collect a lot of wood. Remember when they hauled?
Cody doesn't drink it.
When they hauled, when they used to haul logs by tugboat down the river for the pub. Every once in a while, they'd boom break and they'd go up river and land it down there in Cape Park. Then they'd go down there with a horse and wagon and get it.
Loot.
Yeah, we built a lot of rafts down there with the logs.
So when you're talking about the barbers and them cutting, when would that have been? What years would that have been?
Oh dear. I would say the late 39.
Okay.
40 maybe.
Just
around that area anyway.
And
pre-war.
Oh yes.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. And the farm over on the Bishop's property.
On the Bishop's property?
Yeah.
Well, the boys from the home, East Silver Falls home, they used to maintain it. They cut the hay over there and stuff like that. It was interesting, but they used to have the Bishop picnics there.
Well, I was going to ask you if you knew about the Bishop's Fair.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, it was quite a thing for us young people in those days. It was exciting, but they had a scout camp in there too that burned.
An actual building?
Oh, jeepers, yeah. It was a big, almost as big as a school over there.
Really?
And they used to come out from town, different groups, the Boy Scouts and the Girl Guides and that.
You have to try one of these. These are wonderful.
Thank you.
We had a great, thank you.
Okay.
These are ginger ones, too.
Oh, you can have one, too. Sorry.
Well, I have one, too, Jennifer.
We used
They're
to
mine.
Play over there, and there was a big cookhouse, and there was a big barn where you used to keep horses.
Sorry, tell me, where was it? Where was it, the sculpt building?
Well.
In Cape Park.
No, it was on this side of the lagoon. Well, we used to call it the creek.
Yeah.
There was a family by the name of Brito's that were sort of caretakers there, looked after. And they had a little cookhouse that the boys could make a meal with. And they come out from the home there with a couple teams of horses and their haying equipment and all that. But the buildings, there was a big cookhouse.
Right.
See, the road went in from, like, the track is here. The road went in there straight for a bit, and it turned, went this way towards where the retreat house is now.
Okay.
And this picnic grounds was down here to the right, to the left.
To the left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because there were fields there.
Oh, yeah. It was all fields.
But where was this building you're talking about for the scouting?
Down in here.
Okay.
Down closer
to the... So it
would be... Yeah, it was back quite a ways.
Okay.
But
it was within Renforth.
Oh, heavens, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it was Kings County as far as we were always concerned,
right.
You know, at that time.
Right.
It was called.
But back to the picnic or the Bishop's Fair.
Well, when you're young, you don't appreciate music. you know, the old-fashioned bands and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They had a grandstand there. And
they did?
Oh, yes. And, well... We played in those buildings, but one of the buildings way off to the left, there was, I don't know, it was almost like a farmer's market you'd compare it to today, but they used to have little concession booths there and stuff like that.
Tim's.
Pardon?
Oh, it's all new.
Anyway, and in the far end of it, there was a big stall there. They could keep half a dozen horses in there if they wanted. And then this cookhouse, it was a monster of a building too, because you'd go there and they had a cooking area,
mm-hmm.
and then the other one was lined up, the other side of it
mm-hmm.
was lined up with tables and stuff like that.
Okay, just to clarify for me, because I'm confused, are we talking about the scouting, the place where the scouts went? Or are we talking about a building
separate.
Okay, so the building you're talking about now was on the property, the farm property?
Yes.
Okay. And that's where they held the Bishop's Fair?
Picnic.
Thank you.
Bishop picnics, they called
it. So those buildings were there. Okay.
Incidentally, there was a train siding.
Right.
Went right in there.
That's what I heard.
Oh,
yeah.
I know a lot of people don't believe me. Right, I can show you the remnants there, the odd place where the old sleepers, we call them,
really?
Ties.
Where?
They're rotten.
I walk up there every day. Where would it be, Tony?
Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
Well, all right, that trail that goes from the park.
Yes.
Comes down by the bridge there, the underpass.
Yes, yeah, if you keep going straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, when you go in there, if you're parked at the K Park inside, you go in there, 100 yards or maybe.
To where it
down.
Turns left?
It doesn't turn.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, it does turn in a way now.
Sorry, I'm confused.
When they built it in, they went in that path and they came upon the railroad bedding, you know, where they built the
mm-hmm.
railroad
yeah.
up. So when you're going in there in that path, you go in there a little ways and there's a dip and it goes down like that.
Right.
That's where the track went in there.
Oh,
to the
okay.
Line.
Okay.
And from the road, well, not so much right now, but you can see a row of big trees, big spruce trees.
Yes,
they all grew up on that rail property.
Okay, I'm going to look differently when I go for my walk.
Yeah.
Yes.
But back, you don't want to talk about the Bishop's Picnic. What did you do at the picnic?
Just play around.
Would you have, what sort of food would there be for sale?
Oh, wait a minute now.
I know there were hot dogs.
Yeah, there was all kinds of stuff like that, but if I remember right, you could get potatoes and corn and stuff like that.
Okay, so you could buy produce as well.
Yeah.
Do you know how long the picnic lasted? How many years?
Oh, jeepers, I didn't.
Yeah, I was trying to find out, but I can't find out.
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Because most of my time, I was real young when they had the picnics.
Okay. So it would be...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can remember the train. They had a special train come out from town.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And then it got too complicated. I guess it was dangerous for people getting on and off
mm-hmm.
once they were in there.
Okay.
You know, there was no platform.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
There was
no
platform.
No,
they just drove in there and
stop.
Stop. Yeah.
Stinner, do you remember hearing about this
no,
at all?
No,
yeah.
not even vaguely.
Yeah.
Is that right?
No.
You were away in school anyway.
Oh, sure I was. I wasn't born.
I'm sorry.
All
right. You got that one on me. You got that one on me.
No, that's, I don't remember.
Is that right?
Well, Renforth was a long way away from Rossing.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
Well, my recollection of Renforth is where he went, a big treat to go to Holder's for an ice cream cone.
Holder's?
Yeah.
That's right.
It was a treat for us, too.
Yeah, but that was Renforth.
That was Renforth, yeah.
And that was it, basically, yeah.
So where was Holder's?
Caldwell's.
Caldwell's,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Caldwell bought it from Holder's. But the goings on when you're young, the horses and the farming was more interesting than most of the other stuff.
Yeah,
and then the scouts, when they were there, the girl guides especially. But they chased us. Well, there was only a few of us around Toyburn anyway, but...
it wasn't the Mercer Farm, wasn't that?
That was part of it.
But it was, wasn't that the line between
Yes.
Kings County or
yeah.
Renforth and St. John or whatever?
Yeah, they used to say, and I don't know how true it is, that the house was in Kings County and the barn that was there was in St. John County.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was told.
Now, there's a road now, Mercer Drive or whatever. Is that...
That's in Renforth.
Yes, but is that where the barn would...
That used to be their driveway.
Okay, so...
The original driveway to go into the farm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They did a minor adjustment again to the property line between the city and Illinois when they built St. James the Less.
Yes.
Because it was half in, half out, that property.
Right.
Is wrong, actually.
Yes, the property went on an angle there.
Yeah.
Well, all those properties, including where I live, are on a east-west line.
Mm-hmm.
Around an angle, an awful angle right across there. But the entrance to the retreat house originally was in Renforth, or Kings County.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the driveway came down across here, and the darn line was right there, right handy. It went straight across. They changed it all around.
So the actual entrance to the Villa Madonna was there.
Yes.
It wasn't where it is now.
No.
Okay.
No.
So good. Okay. That's
there was one. There was a real bad accident. There was four young priests got killed by the train.
Really?
Yeah.
Train.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then.
I've never heard that.
No. And then there was another accident after that. I think there was two killed in that one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a dangerous crossing, especially when I was a kid around there. There was all kinds of freights and trains going.
Oh, yeah,
you
sure.
Know, you could go to town by train or freight,
right.
Or a freight could go by, and just never pay any attention to it. It was part of life. That,
there was one accident since we got here.
Yes,
yes.
At that
just on the crossing near the... near the yacht club.
Oh, yes.
There was a train derailed. Remember that, Steph?
Well, that was here, but I'm talking about down...
down there.
Renforth.
Oh,
I can't.
The other
down, going down towards the wharf,
mm-hmm.
That was McNichol. Jim McNichol, or Jim, was it? Or he was the Auditor General for the province at one time.
Really?
Yeah, I can tell you all about that. He had a summer place there. In fact, his daughter has it now.
Because the beach.
McNichol.
They own the beach, don't they?
They own the property right down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He was going to go in town that afternoon. And he always came up and went up the hill, over the track. And, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. As a rule... when there was activity going on or something, he'd come up and go down the shore road, James Fitzgerald Drive now, and then go in the underpass. That afternoon, I don't know, he was in a bit of a hurry or something, and he turned left and went up over the track, and the train got him, the Dayliner.
Mm-hmm.
It was, his time wasn't up. It was a miracle.
He survived?
Huh?
He survived it?
He was sitting on the lawn arguing with the ambulance attendants. He wasn't going to go with them. It sheared the front of that car right off.
He was very lucky.
You'd swear it took a big power tool of some kind to cut it off.
Yeah.
He was arguing with the boys. With the ambulance, of course, you know what happens after an accident. By the time the train got stopped, the back end of it was about 100 feet or so down beyond the crossing, because they don't stop in a hurry.
No.
But they were arguing. He was sitting on the lawn in that house that's there, that big house. And incidentally, that was a clubhouse, too, of some kind.
Yes, yeah. That was the Y. Yeah, okay. That was the Y, the original chalet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was sitting there and the paramedics were talking to him, trying to convince him, you got to go for be checked up. This is normal procedure, you know. You may be in a state of shock and all that. Well, he said, okay, so he went to get in. They were strapping him on the head, on the stretcher. He turned around and said to the bunch of, well, I can't tell you everybody that was there, but he said, listen, boys, get that thing fixed up so it'll be ready for when I come back. Well, he was a nice... His wife was a Mrs. was a Downey.
Okay.
James Downey. Mm-hmm.
But there's been an accident since then.
Yes. At our crossing. At the Kay Park crossing.
No, the next one, Horstown.
Really?
Yeah, that's the next one.
Is that where this was?
No, that was right by where Fitzgerald's store used to be.
No, no. Around the corner. Opposite you, Mark. That road that goes in opposite where you are.
Oh, that's Mount Loyal.
Mount Loyal.
Yeah, wasn't there an accident down there?
Oh, there's three that I know of.
Yeah.
Really?
That's
good
right.
Heavens. Mm. Yeah.
A milkman and a hall at work at Brett Motors. And young folks to Patrick,
he got hit.
Yeah. Very common, a lot of accidents, really. Yeah.
And remember Jack Rector?
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Was hit. Okay.
Yeah.
Rector? Where was that one?
Jack Rector?
That was on your...
It was tennis court road, wasn't it?
No. Oh, at least not in my memory. It was down, I thought it was down on your crossing.
Don't think so, Steve.
And he was sitting in the car. I forgot the details, but I got a picture of it down beyond on your side of town.
Was that right?
But he was okay as well.
Well, it was shaken up a bit.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think so.
I'm a little shattered, but other than that,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay, back to Renforth.
Yes.
Well, tell me about Renforth.
Well, we were kind of outnumbered with young people. McGuire's, Green's, and there was a few other, Ed Wilson. Remember Wilson's Garage? Or Wilson's Restaurant used to be up there, Rossi?
I don't remember
where
that,
the bank is?
Yeah, right across from
that.
But wasn't there Wilson's Garage down...
That was George Wilson.
Yeah, down
in Renforth.
It was in St. John, but he lived at the Caldwell store.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a big warehouse across the road. Well, it belonged to the Lime Works, but they tore it down, and George Wilson built that garage, that building, with that lumber.
Mm-hmm. And where did he build it? Not where the...
Right in front of that picture of the Mountain Lowe and the Claremont House.
Hamish is just downstairs getting a copy of it.
Well, that doesn't tell me.
I suppose.
Where was Claremont House? Is it where the garage is today, or?
It would be right behind the where the beauty shop is.
So that's where the Claremont was in that area as
the
well.
The back house, yeah.
Okay.
Well, that street, this side of it, is called Claremont.
Okay.
Oh, is that okay?
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Well,
That's where it got the name.
Right. See, that's the thing. A lot of the streets, the names have meanings.
Well, you see there, this house, well, there wasn't any buildings in front of it, but Mr. Wilson built the garage on the street side.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it was just rubble and stuff there. Parts of the foundation was there. But the Claremont Street went up there, and they owned houses. The caretaker of that place, Fairweather, Carl Fairweather,
mm-hmm.
he owned three houses from the road, one, mm-hmm. two, and three.
Mm-hmm.
And he had three boys. They all each got one of them. But they had horses and stuff in there, carriage houses and stuff like that.
And wasn't there...
That's in Torryburn now.
Right, and up one of those roads is the twin house of the Barber House. That's at the top of
that's
the park?
A little further back, yeah.
Right.
Mrs. Jones bought that one.
Okay, but that was that the Barber's as well?
No.
Okay.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay,
no.
Yeah.
As far back as I can go, Peters... There used to be Peter's Mill there, they quarried there. Remember the big quarry? Well, you know where the engineers are now? That quarry where
right.
the
oh, yeah,
engineers
right.
now?
Yeah.
That was Peter's quarry.
Okay.
They used to burn rock and lime.
Mm-hmm.
But they owned that big house, the stone house. Now,
oh, yeah. Okay.
There's no lime kiln there now, is there?
Oh, heaven no. No, she's
all cracked.
She's all bulldozed down in there and filled it. Filled the hole in.
So, Tony, if you wanted to go swimming or anything like that, would you go down to
Renforth?
Right, because that would be the closest.
Well, until we get old enough to go down there. Down behind the retreat house, there's a little beach there. We called it Sandy Beach. And we used to go down across from where the caretaker's house was. We go down across the fields,
mm-hmm.
and the fields were divided. You know, the old saying goes, they put the rocks all in a row there and the trees grew up. Well, you used to go down across there and we'd come out right at the beach.
Oh, okay.
And the clubhouse, or the scout camp, we always called it, was right handy. You walk right past it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was thinking of the time.
But what happened to that scout house then?
Burned.
Oh, it went.
Yes, they had a big fire there. They never did find out what happened or how.
It was probably insured.
I don't know. The bishop was financially strapped anyway, so I don't know if he had insured or not. But it was quite a place. It was a big building.
Sounds
too.
Like it.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a real going concern. Mm. I tell you, there used to be... A chap who lived down South End, O'Brien. He knew a lot about that. And he took pictures and stuff like that. But he wouldn't invite me down to have a look at the pictures. But he knew a lot about the exhibitions.
Well, they might have something in it, the archives at the diocese. Yeah.
That's possible,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they do. I have to check in there again. I've been in there.
Is that right?
And what about in the wintertime? Like, would there be fishing shacks down there at that?
Not too many.
Not too many, yeah.
No, we did all our fishing way down on the river across from Hastings Cove. It was better fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Deeper water, eh?
Across from, in Hastings Cove, sort of in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that will be close for you, too.
Mm-hmm.
No? Well, it'll be closer.
It's a long walk. Yeah, oh, it's over a mile.
Yes.
As long as you had to go in the Mount Loyal Road.
Right.
And then swing hard to the left, and then it was just a horse trail down through there.
Okay. Yeah. So you would do winter fishing there as well? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can I go back to the Boy Scout camp? Or at least the was that...
Scout camp, we called it.
Was that a residential one?
No.
Okay, so was it... daily use.
Yeah. Well,
but in the summer they went there for.
Yeah, the head, the caretaker, or the leaders, like of the scouts or the guides,
mm.
they had a little section there that they
would they live
used
in there
for overnight.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Most of the time they were just there for a weekend, you know.
Yeah.
It was a big building, but. I don't know. My mind has faded too, but I suppose it'd be 100 feet long anyway.
Yeah. No, I'm glad you mentioned it because this is the first I've heard of it.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and I've talked to people, you know, about the picnic and the grounds there, but nobody ever mentioned this. See, and that's it. It's memories. You know, if somebody doesn't think to mention it, well, how are you going to know?
Well, it's kind of strange the way that happened. Everything was fine, and of course the grounds changed a lot, you know, after they stopped having their picnics. The trees grew up and all that sort of stuff, and then nobody was using that building.
Right.
And the caretakers were just up the hill and from near that car over there, away from it. And they woke up during the night and the thing was all ablaze.
Okay, so it was after the picnics had stopped.
Oh, yes.
Okay, yeah, I might be able to find something about that. Yeah.
That O'Brien that I mentioned, I don't know where it was, Pitt Street or one of those streets over to the Wards of Water.
Yeah.
Anyway, he knew a lot about it.
Right.
Well, when I tell people about, they ask me about the train going in there, they say, yes, you are. You don't want to believe it. You don't
have
to.
Jack McGuire told me about that, too. Do you know Jack?
Well, Jack McGuire can tell you about the farm that was up there, the pens.
Yeah.
Did he mention that to you?
Well, no, because we've got interviews about it.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a whole history of it.
Yes.
See, the problem with the book, and I have to keep explaining this, is that there's so much material. And we're talking five communities, not one. You know, it's not just about Old Rosse, it's about Old Renforth and Fairvale.
Yeah.
And so it's really difficult to try and get it all in. So,
yes.
And that's under the businesses.
Okay.
Yeah, so. And that's not my chapter. we divided the chapter. So,
excuse me.
The
clubhouse, the recreation center that's there now, that was the backstop of the ball field that used to be there. And then they moved it back.
And turned it around, I guess.
Well, they got permission from the bishop. See, the bishop property come right down across there.
Right.
And in fact, the Messer got permission there to build that shed where they kept sand and stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the part of the ball field. Apparently, I don't know exactly the lines the way it came.
It still
there,
is, isn't it?
Pardon me.
It still is.
Well, far as I know,
yeah.
Yeah, because the bishop didn't want it. But I know one thing about it: when they put the water, the sewage line down through to the park, the lagoon, they weren't going to be able to do it. They went to the bishop to get permission. To run the line down through there, it had to go through their property. Yeah? And they said, well, sure, that's great, but I want facilities to use it. And they said, oh, we can't do that. Well, he said, you can't build any, you can't put a pipeline through here then on my property or our property.
Don't blame them.
Well, no, I mean, that was only sensible. Eh?
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's fair enough.
Yeah. But anyway, they did get permission to put it down through there.
So were there any other businesses at that time? There was a garage.
Well, yes, there used to be a store there, Cosman, John Cosman. Now, where you go up Old Orchard Lane.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
On this side of the quarry. The little house, there was a stone house there.
Mm-hmm.
Build a stone.
Remember that?
You remember that? That was Cosman.
Mm-hmm.
He had a gas station there.
So that was in St. John then?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but it would probably be used by people in Renforth too.
Oh, heavens, yes.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Wilson built a garage there, and he put in gas and tanks and stuff like that. But as far as businesses go, that's
that
as far as Tory Burn is concerned.
Right.
There was a nursing home on the Mount Loyal Road, and it burnt. I know too much there. They're going to call me a fire bug or something.
Did you play with matches in those days?
I don't know. There was three fires, just incidentally, off the record. There was three fires in there. The old nursing home, the original nursing home, and Eric Knott, who lived way up in back there, it burnt. And then the one out by the road there, where they built that holding pond, Hugh Fulton owned it one time. I forget the name of the people over there when it, or after it burnt, when it burnt. Just in that little area.
But, what was the name of it? What was the name of that?
What that?
That nursing home.
Cochran. Cochran or Cochran?
I thought it was Silver something.
Well, it was a private home to start with. Gee, I could tell you the name. I could have told you the name if I didn't think. McClellan. Owned it. And their family kind of drifted, you know, as they get older. And then whoever, I think it was Cochran, bought it. And they made it a nursing home. They only had a few patients there. But there again, that was a farm too at one time.
Yeah.
Didn't Mrs. Brock go to a nursing home for a while? Old Mrs. Brock? I thought,
well, see,
I
that's
thought
St.
she
John.
Was down there. I thought she went to that, went into that one.
You mean Grandmother Brock? Mm-hmm. I remember there was a nursing home down there, but not that long ago. This is Henderson. You know.
Well, 1950...
Yeah, oh, now we're talking.
1955, I think, the nursing home burned around there.
Okay.
55 or
different one.
In that vicinity.
But Kennebecasis Park, before, like when the barbers owned it, there was a road going in around because the Army had used it.
A racetrack, they called
it. Right, okay, there was one road, sort of,
mm-hmm.
that went
there
through.
Weren't any houses, though.
No.
Oh, no,
no.
No, I think the first house was 51 or 52.
Around 50.
No, it doesn't matter. I do have... Our
flood had been the first house in
there.
Yes,
yeah.
And then the father that was or owned or was manager of Clark's Garage, remember that on Rossi Road, Rossi Avenue? He built one. Jeannie McMillan lives in it now.
Oh, Jeannie, yes.
You know Jeannie?
Yes, yeah.
She must have some history that you'd be interested in.
I haven't talked to her.
Is that right?
Yeah. Like I'm saying, there's so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the thing we're trying to...
Well, that poverty... Huh?
Tony, wasn't there a... somewhere around Wilson's Garage, wasn't there a beauty parlor there, too?
Well, there is now.
Oh, I know. I know. But this was a different one, I think.
Back then?
Yeah.
You didn't go to it, Tony?
No.
No,
nor did I.
My sister used to
but
cut
there,
my
I
hair.
Remember, I remember there were lots of, I seem to have forsythia in my mind. There were lots of big overgrown forsythia bushes around it.
Is that right?
Hmm.
But
that was when we were first here, in the 60s.
Oh, in the 60s. No, but back like the 40s and 50s, the population wouldn't have been that...
Oh,
great.
Good heavens,
yeah.
You count them all on my
exactly.
hands and toes.
Yeah.
Fingers and toes.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
That Poverty Hall, they say, was a very booming place at one time.
Yes, yeah. But it's funny because I guess it was quite grand. Why they called it Poverty Hall?
I have no idea.
No, and there's no record of it.
Well, we
it
used
wasn't
to say.
The workhouse.
No.
No, they said the reason they call it Poverty Hall because nobody wasn't financially off, couldn't get there anyway.
Exactly, yes, yeah.
Well, incidentally, Portage Road, do you remember hearing anything about that?
Down there?
They had problems getting from St. John out this way. And, well, I was told that the road... The travel from St. John to Kingston, they came out from town, hit up on the hill there, across from me, and they came out, they called it Portage Road, and they went up in the point, Barber's Point, we always call it,
mm-hmm.
and I think on the map it's Torburn Point now, and they crossed the river on the ice, and went up along the island, and then across.
Yeah.
That's what I was told, I don't know, but that Poverty Hall was a booming spot apparently at one time. There's a lot of people came out from town. Most of them were well-to-do people.
Well, it was a good location. It was, you know, it was relatively, yeah, it was relatively close to the town. And
until the army took over, and then it got noisy. And in fact, the people that were caretakers down in the Bishop property, Brito, she did have a picture of the soldiers training rifle shooting down there.
Yeah, there is. I have a picture, actually.
You do?
Well, yeah, a copy of it.
Yeah?
Yeah, showing them. Yeah. That's probably
world,
the same one. Yeah,
yeah, more than likely.
Yeah, that probably is. Yeah.
And then, well, not real recent, but I forget now which one was the, who was the bishop at the time. Folks wanted to go in there looking for coins around the exhibition, or what do you call it? The picnic grounds.
Mm-hmm.
And down around the scout camp, he found a lot of those little nickels.
Really?
The bishop didn't want them in there, but he went anyway. He used to park his car up at the by the old crossing there, and you know, then he had a gay counter.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
And found nickels.
Yeah, he found a bunch of nickels. The small ones? The little small nickels.
Yeah.
They had a name for them. Anyway, Hames, what are you getting out of an older map?
No, he's just checking the road, Portage Road.
Mm-hmm. It's on the column this time.
Well, you see, that's a lot before my time, as far as that Portage Road goes.
Yes.
But when floods built or developed that area, they got that name.
Oh, so good.
I don't know if I'm using it. It's bold or finding out stuff. Well, I can't talk with my mouth full.
Yeah, we'll take a rain check on that.
No, the whole story is, as far as Renforth goes, didn't get too much further towards Rossi until I was a teenager. But I tell you, one thing we used to do is go out and play with the leaves up there near your old homestead.
Oh.
On the road.
Leaves?
Yeah, in the fall of the year there, where those big old chestnut trees were, the maple. Oh, we used to have a heck of a time. We'd walk up the track there to the Kinghurst station and go up on the road.
Oh, yeah.
So that was quite a walk.
Yeah, but when you're young, it's not bad.
No, you just...
But
it
comes
back.
But it's like Stirrer said that
cool.
You know, you sort of stayed in your own area. You did that.
Well, there wasn't too much interest. Other than the wharf at Renforth.
Yeah.
You know, up beyond that, up this way.
There's nothing to bring you up.
Not really.
No.
Until later years, and then we could get the bicycle out. But, that big farm, Mercer's farm, is all I can remember about it. But they claimed the house was in Kings County and the barn was in St. John.
Yeah.
You think that's right?
Yes, well, that was always the divide.
Quite an angle, too, isn't it?
Going from Kings County into
St.
John County.
Why they decided the way they did?
Probably it relates to the old deeds.
Yeah.
What, has it got a funny line?
Yeah, look, show.
So there's the property line, right? At least the county line goes like that. You'd think it would more likely go that way. And look, there's old Poverty Road. I'd never heard of it.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
You go in by Mount Loyal.
Okay.
And that turns around, and there's a little off.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to look at that on my map when I go home. So
that's
where
Kirsten lived, right in there. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Hi.
Who lived there?
Kirsten?
For heaven's sake.
This
is all K-Park here?
I'm not looking at that property.
This is K-Park.
Yeah.
Right. And it's...
Sticks out like an appendix.
Yeah.
The peninsula.
Yeah, because it used to be, no one could believe it was in Rossay.
Yeah, right.
Because you're on
that's
the road.
Right.
That's right.
need the extra time.
I don't know.
Including, it was one of the floods, wasn't it? Someone who, anyway, he moved out and built out here.
Right.
And he was, or he bought a, anyway, he ended up out there. And nearly died one day. He went the phone, it was the priest welcoming him to his new parish. He didn't know he'd left. You know,
Well,
I think it was a flood.
Well, George Flood bought the barber house, you know.
Which is that?
Right at the top of the park.
Yeah, well, that's it. He moved from the flood into the barber house, mm-hmm. and that's when the priest welcomed him to Tarryburn.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and he didn't realize he left.
Incidentally, that George Russell, Flood lived in Renforth, too.
He did?
Yeah. Now, let me see, I get familiar here.
You want this one?
They call it Old Poverty Hill.
Yeah.
That's better than New Poverty, isn't it?
Well, yeah. No, the thing is...
And that's not for the newly rich.
Well, incidentally, that Hastings Cove was supposed to be a high-class place.
Mm-hmm.
But they got bigger mortgages than you and I do.
Gosh,
anyway,
down there now.
I shouldn't say things like that. I'm being recorded.
It's all right. That was Hamish that was speaking, by the way.
This Poverty Hall Hill, they call it.
Right.
Well, see, the Poverty Hall...
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. What
it was down here.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, it's hard to put it in relief.
See if this one's any better, huh?
Would this be any easier to use? It's not as good a map.
That's on the boundary line, aren't it?
But it's got Poverty Hill Road here.
And then Pride Rock further down.
Yeah, okay. That map wasn't done... As this one has been developed, eh?
Mm-hmm.
In Tarryburn Cove, in Park Drive. You're going across the track here, and you're looking at the house that the barber's own.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And then you go down the hill, and there's what? One, two houses. And Dr. Cudmore lives down there, the dentist. Cedar Bank.
Cedar Bank, yeah.
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 Then there's nothing to get down to the foot of the hill. The pump house is there. Old Poverty Hill Road, huh? Yeah. See, that came across there.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of the... My gosh, look at that. They've got it called Lawler's Lake. The city are calling the dam up here Lawler's Lake. But you go down that
bottomless hill... Lake.
Bottomless Lake.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
With an outlet to the river.
To the sea. To the sea.
To the sea.
To the sea.
You're kidding.
To the river.
Well, when they were...
And the sea.
When they were putting the railway tracks through Lawler's Lake there,
mm-hmm.
and they couldn't find bottom, so they kept sinking stuff, and it popped up out in Courtney Bay.
Well, I never heard that before, but
that
I know
was the legend
lost,
I was brought up with.
They lost some railway cars in there.
Yeah,
William, when they were doling it out, got through the rock where the old bridge used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, I seen a picture of that old steel bridge that used to be there, but they kept hauling the stuff out, and then they started that quarry where the flower shop is now. Mm-hmm. And they used to wheelbarrow it. I seen a picture of a guy with a wheelbarrow going on stones and putting that box. they get out so far, and they left a couple of gondola cars sitting out there, and in the morning they were gone.
Really?
Yeah. And there's no bottom.
The story goes, the only way they could get that filled, so they got a train load, or a freight train load, of cotton bales from the south. And they put that in there and put the fill on top of it, and it was all right.
Well, Tony, wouldn't it have been easier just to...
Yes, honest to God, that's what they did.
Yeah, build a trestle or something.
Or build the tracks inland a bit.
Yeah.
Why did they have to go across the middle of the lake?
It's all rock.
Yes, it still is, isn't it?
Yeah. It still is, that's right.
That's right, yeah.
Moved a bit.
Yeah, both sides of that
valley
there, okay.
Well, that's my grandmother used to say. She can remember vividly the stuff they put in there popping up out.
Well, that's possible.
Yeah.
But I know as kids, we all, the old big freight trains, in the wintertime, the ice would always freeze over good, but there was always air holes. Bubble come out.
Yeah, yeah.
We figured, well, it must be out of that cotton or something, but the whole ground would shake. And
dead bodies down
there. Gee, there might be. But,
but that would have been built as the Intercontinental Railroad back in 57, wouldn't it? Had to be.
Ooh. 1857. Gee, you got me. I would imagine.
Well, it had to be. I mean,
yeah. Well, he should know. He was there.
Oh, okay. No, I'm thinking of this.
You've put words in my mouth again.
I've been called a couple of times there about this Poverty Hall.
Never heard of it.
Well, you go down. Okay, you take this row here. It's called Mount Loyal Road now.
Yeah.
Well, if you went in straight across the track and went right straight, you went down over a hill.
Mm-hmm. And that's.
And turned left.
Yeah.
And, of course, this part here was a big field.
Yeah.
And this Poverty Hall was up right in this area here.
Oh.
Because there was a stone fence along there. There was a stone fencing along there. And, well, we played down there and had a heck of a time. But
yeah, they it had a huge ballroom, apparently. And stables.
I guess it was really fancy.
It was quite elaborate, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And apparently, this little cove here, We always called it Half Moon Cove when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know the name was Hastings Cove, actually. But the road went down, came right along the edge here, and hit this Poverty Hall road.
Isn't that interesting?
Come up, but see, to get down there, we had to walk way down here and across that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if we wanted to go swimming down in the Renfrew side, we had to go up the track and across the Bishop property and down over the hill where that scout camp was.
Mm-hmm.
So you got your exercise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, kids do, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they did, for sure.
James Renforth Drive. Hmm. Bishop Drive.
The names, the history's in the names.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was going to say it.
They certainly put Bonnycastle Lane, whatever it was, took it away and gave
yes.
it a new name, didn't they?
Yeah, well, yeah.
His history didn't last very long, did it?
Is it?
Yeah, it's not Bonnycastle Lane anymore.
What is it?
Poolside or something to do with rowing. Yeah.
Strange.
I got to check that. I didn't know that. I thought the lane going into the clubhouse was...
We went down, beside the tennis courts there, down to the water.
Yeah.
Well, it's got a different name on it now.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
I think.
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
It's not fair.
No, well, that's the one, the same as the one just the side of the golf course there, where the house is burnt.
Up the...
Cheaper, that's a
different
name.
Dunedin.
Yeah, right.
Dunedin Drive.
And
yes.
Before that, what was it called?
The trouble is when they amalgamated with everybody.
Yes.
A lot of the names are duplicated.
They had to change the names.
Like out here, when Bridal Path became Bridal Path.
Oh, yeah.
Spelled B-R-I-D-A-L.
But this...
Yes. That's not funny.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. They corrected it, but the people doing it never heard of it.
Well,
anyhow.
That Poverty Hall was very popular, I guess, a long time ago. But when you went in there across the track, they built a road up in back there where Mr. Gould lives now. But the woman that lived in the first house there, jeepers, that's awful the names now. She didn't like that Poverty Hall name.
I don't blame her.
So she had it changed to Mount Loyal.
Okay.
Yeah.
She used to be on these, she's a German lady. She used to be on these exercise programs and stuff. And she moved to town. I should know the name. I did know it, but I can't tell you.
Gertrude. Fleckenstein?
Oh, no.
Fleckenstein?
No. She lived way down apart. Near the pump house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm trying to figure, the way you got this seems out of proportion to my memory.
Well, while he's thinking of that, Stitter, I just want to clarify something with you from one of the interviews that I just had seen. You were a Wren?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
But did you, like, was that in St. John? Because it said also that you had worked at the bank.
I never worked at the bank.
See, I think they got you mixed up
with
your sister.
Yep.
Did.
Yes.
Right, exactly.
She, yeah.
See, the interview, I think they interviewed you and your sister at
it's
the same
one,
time.
One person, yeah.
Exactly, uh-huh. but they don't clarify that.
No.
So you were a Wren, but did you go elsewhere? Like, were you here?
We're never here, no. When you joined the ranch, you had to go to Galt. Basic training,
right,
and then depending what you were doing.
So where did you end up?
Then I went to Galt, Ontario, and took a course, then worked in Ottawa and London, and Newfoundland.
Oh,
Newfoundland,
okay.
And then
okay.
London.
Mm. Yeah.
But they said I was overseas because I was in Newfoundland. Well, I was. It was before Newfoundland was
yes,
part of Canada.
Well, that's right.
So, you know, you get an extra little stripe or maple leaf on your ribbon if you've been overseas. I've got my little ribbon.
Oh, that's great.
Mind you, I sailed to go overseas the day after VE Day.
Oh, really?
No, VJ Day.
Is that right?
August, yeah. I'll fight my war with everybody coming back.
Oh,
sorry.
Could have been just a little disappointing.
No, since I had a year post-war year in London.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, no problem at all.
Mm-hmm.
Had all the fun and none of the scary stuff.
Yeah.
And then of course you got all kinds of different jobs when people were coming back.
Yeah.
So when we got back to Halifax, they discharged us right on the wharf. They're so glad to get rid of us a year later.
They didn't put you on the train?
No.
Back?
No, no.
You had to hitchhike?
No, no.
But why did they send you over if the war was over? Was it because of
the
things
wars,
that would have to be done?
I'd already had been appointed over there, and there's still an awful lot to be done.
Right.
Because mostly getting people home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Finding them. They were scattered. Canadians are scattered all over.
Yeah.
You know.
Amy said, this map, it shows the retreat house right there.
This is fascinating
the
map.
Oh. It is. Aren't they interesting?
Shows the
yeah.
retreat house there,
right?
Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. The original road came down along there, and then it turned out this way. Now,
mm-hmm.
Where's St. James?
You can't tell from this one.
We love it, Anne.
They don't put a cross on
no,
it.
No, we're not far
no.
enough ahead.
No. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the Retreat House Road came down around there, and it took a turn this way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's where the bridge is, right here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
Be back here somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you went in there,